Brian Claypool and I used to fly a small plane all over the country. We'd land up here at the Pendleton Airport and then stay there at Duff Severe's at the Hotel de Cow Punch. We did that for years. We generally come up to the Northwest a month or so early to work Walla Walla, Ellensburg, Lewiston, Filer, all that bunch. We'd stay right here in Pendleton at Duffy's and fly in and out. We always had a bunk there, and we'd go up and eat eggs and sausage in the morning and a scoop of ice cream. One year, in 1977, John Bland and I split the first go-round in the bull riding, and then later we went on to another rodeo, and I chipped a tooth real bad. So we were going into the short go, me and him splitting it, and I had the tooth chipped off. So we went down to the office to watch him draw. Harry Void was drawing the numbers out of a hat. I thought of three or four of his bulls I really wanted. Well, I was the last to get to draw because they started from the bottom and came up. Golly, all those bulls was getting drawn out of there, and I couldn't remember what the last one was. When he come to it, he looked at that chip and he kind of smiled. "I'm sorry, Barn, you got 110. Well, 110 hadn't been ridden yet, and I said, "That's all right, Harry. We just have to ride him." Boy, this tooth was killing me, and Duffy Severe knew it. I was taking pretty good care of myself. I went to bed that night after picking and grinning a little bit and telling a few stories. But it wasn't but an hour later or so, here come old Duffy downstairs. He's sitting by my bed. He says, "Here, we're gonna fix that toothache." I said, "What do you got, Duffy?" Duffy was a tequila man, and he said, "Here, take a swig of this tequila." "Well, I can't do that," I said. "That'll mess me up for tomorrow." "You idiot," Duffy said. "I didn't say swallow it. I just said take you a swig and swish it around in your mouth, and that'll numb the pain." So I did, and I'll be darned if I didn't get to sleep. Next day came, and it turned out that I was the last one. I had old 110, and I rode him to win the short go-round. I won both go-rounds on the average and got to drive by the Roundup grounds a year later and see my name up on the wall. I made the short go here at Pendleton quite a few times. I just really loved it. I loved this rodeo. This is 2004. It was, 83 since the last time I was here. I'm a field service merchandiser for Ariat Boot Company. I just hired on with those folks. One of the things they asked me was, "Would you like to go to Pendleton Monday morning?" I said, "Sure." So it's fun to get back up here. This is my first big trip with Ariat.
In 2004, Doug and Kathy Jory were sitting outside of Big John's tent sales across from the Roundup grounds, promoting their books and talking to a sales clerk. She mentioned that Ariat Boot Company had just hired a bull rider and that he was in the back of the tent if we were interested in interviewing him. They did, and there it was, from their unpublished Big Four manuscript.